Name of God be praised. I think when we think about what Jesus did for us, everything that it involved, I don't think there's a really an analogy that we can use to do it justice what God did for us. But I think of it kind of like this. If we had a kitchen, a pristine kitchen, and we baked a loaf of bread, and on the bread you had all the conditions for mold to grow. So for the sake of the illustration, you created that mold. That was your creation. Because I feel like mold compared to humanity is kind of how we are compared to God, the Almighty God. But for God to come down as a human and die for us, die for our sins, that would be like me shrinking myself down to like a size of a piece of mold and living among mold and teaching mold and then being betrayed by mold. And sometimes I just feel like a piece of mold before God. I feel like I'm not worthy. But that wasn't Jesus' intention at all. Jesus came down. The word says, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And it's just an amazing thing to think about. And when we think about, Jesus didn't come down to separate us or ostracize us or make us feel bad. People wanted him to be the conquering king of the time. They wanted the Messiah to come down and be the conquering king, but that wasn't God's plan. He came down as a suffering servant. And the best part of it was Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. And that tells us two things, that God considers us his friends, number one. And number two, that he loves us with the perfect love, that he would lay down his life for us. And that's why we sing for him and worship him, remember him today as our hero and our savior.
He walked the dirty streets, famous for nothing. He said, come follow me, and they came. A face like all the rest, but something was different. The Son of God would lead the way, and soon they all would say, there he goes, a hero, a savior to the world. Here he stands with scars in his hands. With love, he gave his life so we could be free, the savior of the world.
He spoke with clarity, walked across the sea. A single word would calm the storm. He was called a hypocrite, laid behind the stone. His death was shortly mourned. He left the curtain torn.
There he goes, a hero, a savior to the world. Here he stands with scars in his hands. With love he gave his life so we could be free, the savior of the world. He chose to take the cross, he shed tears for the lost, the broken and the needy, forgiving those who were and will be. The angels made it clear, he told them have no fear, he's not here, he's not here. There he goes, a hero, a savior to the world. Here he stands with scars in his hand. With love he gave his life so we could be free, the savior of the world.